Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. Tonight, I want to talk to you about not giving up. Sometimes it is very hard to stay focused. Oftentimes, we feel like throwing in the towel. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like you can give everybody else great advice, but when it comes to you staying the course, staying focused, staying in faith, it gets hard? You get drained. Think about it. What is it that we do to encourage others that makes us feel so good and so feel like it's so promising for them when we're speaking life over their situation that we cannot encourage ourselves? Let's look at it. Let's do some self-inventory. Let's think about how we can speak those positive words, positive affirmations over people, people that we come in contact with. Maybe they're our loved ones. Maybe they're our friends. Maybe there are people on the job, and we have all this hope to offer. And we're so excited about their future. And we know all the right words to speak life over their situation, inspiring them, encouraging them, uplifting them, building them up. But when it comes to our own storms, our own trials and tribulations in life, we often feel dampened in our spirit. We feel down. We feel disgusted sometimes, frustrated. We feel like it's never going to happen. We have all these negative thoughts. So how do we overcome that? How do we overcome that spirit of frustration, that spirit of depression, that spirit of negativity? How do we overcome that for ourselves? You know, the psalmist said that we have to encourage ourselves, and that is true. But how do we do that? How do we encourage ourselves when we're going through some things that we feel like there's no ending in sight? There's no hope. We feel hopeless instead of hopeful. Our faith is not faith in force. What do we do? Some things that we can do is to take inventory. So let's do that. Let's take inventory. First thing we have to do is think about the words that we are thinking in our mind. We have to think about the words that we are thinking in our mind. Why is this so important? It's important because scripture tells us that as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. We can find that in Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So whatever we feel in our heart, whatever we think, we become. If we think that we're not going to make it, then we feel that way, then everything feels as if it's not going to work. If we think that we have no hope, we have no end in sight, we have no way out, then we become hopeless. If we think on negative things, then our mindset shifts to negativity. So the first thing when we take self-inventory that we have to do is to change our mindset. How do we do that? When the negative thoughts come, we have to turn them around. For instance, if your negative thought is, I am always going to be broke. I'm never going to be able to pay these bills. Or whatever the situation may be. I'm just giving an example. Then instead of thinking that, because what we do is we try to put the whole picture of what we think it should be in our mind at one time. And if you ever noticed that when God deals with us, he deals with us in bits and pieces. He shows us pieces, portions. He never shows us the entire vision, because if he showed us the entire vision and what he has for our life, we will be overwhelmed, or we'll be wanting to rush. We'll want it too quickly. We will become very impatient, because human nature, we are already impatient. So to show us the whole vision, it would not be the best thing. It wouldn't be wise. And so when we're thinking, trying to change our mindset, we have to do it a little bit at a time. Take one step toward positivity. Instead of saying, I'm never going to have enough money to pay all these bills, say, I'm going to work toward being debt free and develop a plan. What does that plan look like? Maybe it looks like cutting back on eating out. Maybe it looks like shopping less. Maybe it looks like going out less. Everybody's budget is going to be different based on the needs that you have. So what can you do to cut back on expenditures or unnecessary spending that can help you get to the point where you are or where you would like to be? And it does not happen to happen. It will not happen overnight. It's a one-step process. And it's just an example. Changing the way you think. Instead of saying, I can't pass this test. Because if you keep saying that, maybe you failed a test 5 or 6 times and you saying, well, you know, it's no need to take the test again because I'm going to continue to fail. Well, then guess what? Before you even have taken the test again, you've already determined in your mind that you failed it. So there's no need to take the test because your mindset has already sealed your fate. And regardless if you study to no end, in your mind, you feel like it would not matter because you fail. So how do you change that? Whatever has happened in the past is in the past. You have to leave those things in the past and press toward the future. I believe Philippians 3:13-14 talks about that. Forgetting those things which are behind you and pressing toward the mark of the high calling. In other words, you're constantly looking back, rehearsing and replaying what happened in the past, you can't move forward. You will be stuck in your present. And that's what happens when our mindset traps us. We become stuck in our present. We keep looking back, turning all the way around, looking at our past. And that prevents us from pressing toward our future. So the first thing we have to do is change our mindset. And we said, how do we do that? We take inventory by the words that we're speaking. So we have to speak life. We talked about Proverbs 23:7. It says, as a man thinketh, or for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. There's another scripture that talks about thinking of things of a good report. You want to think on things that have virtue. And Philippians 4:8 speaks to that. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Because when you think on things that are of a good report, it changes your mindset. And in order to press towards your future, you have to have a growth mindset. You cannot grow forward if you are standing still. Even if the tree is planted and it begins to grow, if it doesn't grow out, it grows up. But if we put the tree in a container, it would limit its growth. It could only grow as far or as wide or as high as the limitations of the box that we have put it in. Do not put yourself in a box. Do not limit your growth. It's so easy to limit your growth because you can think of every reason why you shouldn't do it. It's not going to work. You won't have the support. You don't need everybody in your corner to be successful. I know a lot of people will say, hey, you got to make the right connections. Let me tell you, Romans 8:31 said, if he be for you, he's more than the world against you. What that means to me is that if you put your trust in him, then the connections, the relationships that is needed to get you from point A to B, God will provide it. We have to stop putting ourselves in a position where we're trying to do all the work and let God be God. Because when we put ourselves in a position to do all the work, we get frustrated. We get depressed. Because we're now taking on the role of God. If he says to seek him, that means that we are behind him, following his lead. We're never in front of him, turning around to look to see if he has okayed it. And so we have to make sure that we are seeking him, which means he is in front of us. He is ahead of us. We're seeking him. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by him. As long as he is ordering our steps, we can't fail. So number two, allow God to order your steps. It is very easy to chart out your life, plan your life. You know, you got all these goals. In the next 5 years, I plan to be here. In the next 10 years, I plan to be here. In the next 20 years, I plan to be here. I can tell you personally, none of those charted yearly goals worked out for me. I charted a lot of things that did not make the cut. They got cut from the plan. And there's a lot of different things that I never really thought about that God allowed to blossom and to grow. Sometimes the things that we encounter or go through often seem as if we have put a major dent in the destiny that God has for our life. But in essence, if we stay focused and allow God to lead us, then Romans 8:28 tells us, and I'm paraphrasing, that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, to whom have been called according to his purpose. So in other words, even our mess ups, God sets it up to bless us, to work for us. not against us. In other words, Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, for he knows the thoughts that he thinks toward us. You know, he knows what he has already predestined us to be. And so when we speak against that, when we speak negatively against ourselves, then we're saying that God's perfect plan for our life isn't perfect, that God's plan for our life doesn't matter. And that's not true. So we must speak life. We must change the way we think. It used to be a time when, I guess I've been delivered a lot from road rage when I was younger. Somebody cut me off, there's no telling what I would do. Blow the horn, is probably had a few choice words for them. Instead of being thankful, I can remember my mom saying, well, you know, the blessing is that nobody got hurt. And so right there, my mom was teaching me a change mindset, a growth mindset. Instead of complaining, because the Bible does talk about do everything without complaining, right? Even though we're human nature tells us to complain, but the Holy Word tells us to try not to complain as much, but be grateful, be thankful that things are as well as they are. So my mom was teaching me, hey, you made it out alive. Be thankful. Now, when things happen, especially if somebody cuts me off in traffic or if anything of that nature, then I'm grateful and I'm thankful that nobody was hurt. Nobody got injured. We all made it out. Okay. And what that does is finding the positive in every situation, no matter how it affects you emotionally, mentally, helps you to move forward in a positive manner. It helps you not to get stuck in a rut. It helps you not to become stagnant. It helps you to also work your faith. Life is not going to be pretty all the time. It's not going to be a bed of roses. The sun is not going to always shine. But even in the rain, God is still good. And so when we're going through our rainy season, we can always look and know that the sun has to shine. It continues to shine no matter how life is lifing for us. So those same words of encouragement you give to everybody else, you have to speak it to yourself. If in your heart you know that this is something that your heart desires and something that you believe and you've prayed about it, then stay the course. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. I can tell you, I've been through several situations like that. I've been through situations where I thought something was going to happen quicker than it did, and it didn't happen when I thought it was going to happen. And so I just gave up. I was just like, you know what? I ain't going to worry about it. I'm not going to even try to pursue this dream anymore. I'm not going to pursue this goal anymore because every time I try to do it, it is not happening. And so evidently, God just don't want me to have it. Or he just don't want me. That was my mindset at one point. And then you know what God said? I don't work for you. I made you for my purpose. And then I heard him tell me, Isaiah 60 and 22, when the time is right, I'll make it happen. And what I had to learn is that my timing is not his timing. Isaiah talks about that. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. You know, I'm thinking I'm about to. You ever been there before? You ever thought, hey, I need this bill paid and, you know, it's due on the 5th and here it is the 4th and I don't know how I'm going to make a way. I don't have any money and I done prayed to God. Ain't nothing happening. We sitting up there thinking that God is not working behind the scenes when it really is. And then the fifth comes, and then we're like, okay, well, the fifth is here. What happened? You know, like, we think that God is supposed to answer, like this microwave mindset, that whenever we call him, he's supposed to answer. And sometimes he doesn't answer in a way that we would expect. But that does not mean that God didn't answer us. But I can tell you this. Even in those times when he didn't answer, when I thought he should answer, or in the way that I thought he should respond, it always worked out for my good. And as I look back over my life, I'll be like, you know what? I'm glad that he waited. Or I'm glad that he worked it out in this way, because it's so much better. Because we can't see what he sees. We're not omniscient. We're not all-knowing. We're not omnipresent. We're not everywhere at the same time. We're not omnipotent. We're not all-powerful. All we can see is past our nose. And we think we know what's best. But how is it that we can know better than the Creator, the one that gave us life, the one that has protected us day in and day out? You know, you think about it, the driving that we do every day, it's not because we're great drivers. It's because the grace and mercy of God that we make it to and from safely every day. When we get up in the morning, it's not because we set the alarm clock. It's because he decided to breathe life into us. And he tapped us so that we could wake up. All the businesses, the ideas, the creativity that we have, it's not because we're smart and we're geniuses. It's because he has put that on the inside of us. He's given us the ability to think, to create. He made us all unique. Have you ever really thought about that? That no one on the face of this earth has the same identical fingerprints. Every last one of us have a different set of fingerprints because we're unique, we're set apart, we're different. And he designed it that way because every last one of us has a gift that the world needs, that he has instilled, implanted in us, waiting for us as his chosen vessels to birth it. But before we can birth what he has planted on the inside of us, we have to get on his frequency, on his time. And we have to stop making all these charts, and we have to seek him. Because oftentimes when we start following our own path, that's when we get frustrated. That's when we get all out of work, you know, out of sorts. We start looking to the left, to the right. We start looking at other people and we're thinking that they're ahead of us and they did this and we're still in this place. But you never know what a person has went through or what they've been through to get to the point that they are. All we see is the glory. We don't know their story. And so it's kind of, we have to be careful about looking at others and comparing ourselves when God specifically made us all unique. So, one of the things I want to say before I get ready to close the podcast is to continue to speak life over the people in your circle, but don't exclude yourself. We often talk about this analogy of the cup being half full or half empty. Pour into yourself. You can't put that responsibility on anybody else. Gotta have self-care. And it starts with changing your mindset. As a man thinketh, so is he. Whatever you believe you are, you will be. If you believe you will be successful, you will be successful. If you believe that you are beautifully and wonderfully made, you are. And you will be successful. You will feel beautiful. You will feel that you are in purpose. Whatever you speak, is what you will see. You have to speak life. We can't allow our emotions to dictate our reactions. Because we could be feeling fine, and 2 minutes later, we could be feeling down. And if we allow our emotions to dictate our reactions, then we're in for a long, long day. So we can't allow our emotions to trip us up. We have to stay focused and speak life based on what we know to be true. And God's word cannot return unto him void. Whatever it says, whatever his word says, that settles it. If he says that you're going to be the head and not the tail, then you must believe and speak life that you're going to be the head and not the tail. If he says that you're going to be above and not beneath, above and not beneath, then guess what? You will be above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. If he says that you will be healed, believe it. If he says he'll give you tears of joy, a joy for your tears that you've sown, believe it. Whatever his word says, whatever the promises of life says, speak it over your life and believe that God can do anything but fail. So the tidbit tonight is to speak life over yourself. Cast out all those negative thoughts. Whatever it is that you're thinking, cast it out. Speak positively only. Positivity only. Even if you have to journal it, write it down. And when you're writing it down, write down positive thoughts, positive actions to your situation. Make a playlist of your favorite gospel songs to rehearse in your mind, because it takes 21 days to develop a habit. So in order for you to get into the mindset of a positive growth mindset, you have to practice it daily, denying yourself, casting down those negative thoughts, and speaking life over yourself. Try it for the next 21 days. Try journaling your thoughts, but changing the negativity into positivity. Try changing your thoughts mentally, what you speak and what you say about your situation, to something positive, one that shows hope and belief that God can do anything but fail, and see how God works in your favor. Now, we're not doing this. You're not doing this to get a reaction from God, because God doesn't move unless your faith works. But what you're doing is showing God that you trust him and that his timing is the perfect timing. Again, I'm Dr. Tan, your host with Tanner Ministries. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast, I Speak Life. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged until we speak again. Good night.